What began as a simple presentation of recommendations from the Blue Ribbon Soils Commission ended with the Park City Council and Mayor Dana Williams deciding to further explore the existing soils ordinance. That ordinance requires 6 inches of soil and or bark to cap soils in residential and commercial areas of town where there's a concentration of contaminated soils from Park City's mining past. Park City Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto opened the conversation with a quandary presented to her by a homeowner in the Prospector area.
The past 10 years, they've done 2 landscape projects, which involved dumping quite a bit of soil on each time. She said it was covered extensively. And when her soil was tested for the sale of her house, certain parts of the soil came up really high. She then went to the landscaper that had done the last project anyway and said, you know, my soil's really high. What's nice? And the landscaper said, we don't test the soil.
Matsumoto made that point because one of the recommendations of the Soils Commission was to include appropriate permitting requirements for landscaping projects. She wanted to make certain that the permitting process for landscaping companies somehow included a provision that would ensure they brought in clean soil. But Park City's Environmental Regulatory Affairs Manager Joan Card says the Soils Commission didn't intend to reach that far, that the responsibility still lies with homeowners to keep that 6-inch cap of clean soil over contaminated soils.
And we're not proposing to change that in terms of sort of responsibility or liability.
Not like a certificate from people who do business that they bring in clean soil because
yes,
you can't keep track of that soil because it might drift into the neighbor's yard or whatever.
So we're not proposing that extensive of a permit program for some of the reasons Liza just discussed. One thing that this will allow us to do, though, is actually talk to that homeowner. You know, we'll be handing them materials that say, you're responsible to ensure that this is 200 parts per million or less, and gee, you may want to put that in your contract with your landscaper.
But Park City Mayor Dana Williams says he felt strongly that the onus should lie with the landscaper to test soils before they deliver.
You have to test this if you're going to be delivering soils in the Park City limits that you have to test. Because then they can go test a lot of something that's hundreds and hundreds of cubic yards rather than every single homeowner, when they call somebody to deliver soil, is, well, I'm going to have to pay whatever it costs to do this test.
The conversation then shifted to how homeowners need to know that while they may be in compliance with the 6-inch cap 1 year, as Matsumoto says, they could fall out of compliance the next.
As the soil blows around, moves around, it's a big rainstorm, whatever happens, in 2 years, he might be out of compliance. Even though he has that certificate of compliance, he might come out of compliance because of erosion of soils, whatever reason. So as a homeowner, before we make any of these changes and in the future, it is the homeowner's responsibility. Just because you have that certificate means you did it once doesn't mean it's okay now.
That's why, according to Councilmember Liza Simpson, the Soils Commission's goal is to educate homeowners on the responsibility of staying in compliance with the ordinance.
The best protection for a property owner was the education. So if what you turn around and do is realize that maybe you've got to test your cap every 5 years, or maybe, I mean, if people understand exactly what you just said, then they're forewarned, they're armed with right information, whether when they hire a landscaper, they require as part of the contract that the landscaper test the soil. I think this is where we as a commission came down to, okay, the first line of defense and the best protection for the homeowner is educating them about exactly this.
That's Councilmember Liza Simpson. Council decided to further the conversation and hold off for now on approving the Soil Commission's recommendations until a later date. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.